Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amasis Ya'el Tzvidowitz, Perek Pei Zayin, Chapter 87. Not all places are created equal. Pasuk Beis, Ohev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion more than all the other dwelling places of Yaakov. Not all places are created equal. Radak explains that the gates of Yerushalayim were extra special because that's where the Zakenim and the Chachamim would sit. They are the leaders of the Jewish people. They were the ones who were steeped in and involved in Torah learning. They were, in the words of the Radak, the Hamisaskim Bavodas Hashem Yisbarach. They were busy with serving Hashem. Those were the yeshivas of the time. Sfarno explains that the most significant gate was the one by the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin met. The Sanhedrin, as we discussed in Perek Samach, was the highest Jewish court which decided on halachic matters. We don't at the moment live in a time when we have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Sanhedrin, but we do have so many places of Torah learning in most of our communities. Your school is a Makom Torah. The yeshiva or kollel in your neighborhood is a Makom Torah. Even the Jewish nursery, the preschools, the grade schools are special places of Torah learning, as it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis, Ein Ha'olam Iskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinokos Shalbeis Rabban. The world only exists because of the breath, the learning of Torah by school children. Not all places are created equal. Torah learning and Avodas Hashem transform the world. When Torah learning takes place, it changes the place where that is happening. These places are elevated, they are kadosh, and as we learn in this parak, they are particularly beloved by Hashem. I'd like to extend this idea out to ourselves. We're supposed to imitate Hashem. Hashem loves places of Torah learning, places of Avodas Hashem, and therefore, so should we. Our schools and our yeshivas and our kollels and our shuls and every place where Torah learning takes place should be cared for as the most beloved physical makom in our community. They should be treated with extra respect. They should be maintained well. They should be treasured and supported. They are, after all, the places closest to Hashem's heart, so to speak. So let's treat them as such. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.